Hi there, Kelly Kay.
Hello.
Remember yesterday we were telling you about this video Ludacris made of him drinking glacial water in Alaska? It's a beautiful, like, scene. He said this.
Listen, man, half the world's glaciers are here in Alaska. I couldn't come here and just have a show. I've never tasted fresh glacial water ever in my life, and this is a first.
Yeah, so he...
Here we go.
And so he goes up to the glacier water. He dips his cup in there, and he takes a sip.
Oh, my God!
Yeah, so... and then the comments just erupted. Because
people were worried, like, listen, we read there's like bacteria and all sorts of things that are in that.
Well, you even Googled while we were talking about it.
I did.
And like,
it didn't sound like it was a good choice.
Yeah. Like, stuff can survive in, glaciers. And then when the water melts, it can still survive in there.
Yeah.
And so all of that stuff is there. And so, I mean, the internet was just like, anybody check on Ludacris? How are his bowels? Yeah. So then finally, he felt the heat so much that he had to respond.
Yo, for everybody asking me how that glacier water really tasted, when I tell you I'm a water snob, it was the best tasting water I've ever had in my life. And as I drank it, I felt like every cell in my human body was being hydrated.
Yeah, and coming out your butt.
And rejuvenated at the same damn time.
Wow.
Who is he? What is he doing?
I had the greatest show in Alaska after that. Just made it to Minneapolis. We got a show tomorrow. Listen, man, I'm here. I feel like Superman.
Okay, so he's saying the water did him good. Listen.
Love to all the fans. I'm glad y'all digging that. It's different ways of life. Just trying to take y'all places, show you things, meet people. Come on now.
Come on now.
Chef's kiss.
Come on now.
Chef's kiss.
Are we
the chef.
Are we falling into his trap? Is he going to
release? 1,000%. Now I want to go to Alaska and drink glacier water because it sounds amazing.
Is he going to then release Ludacris's glacial water and then like sell it as bottled water?
1,000% he should.
Yeah, 100%.
He should. This is amazing.
Well, it's
and
good.
You know what? And Alaska should make him like their official tourism guide.
Well, yeah. So, I mean, hey, look, he's only a couple days into this.
Right.
It could sit there and fester for a week and then.
And he'll be doing another update. Y'all. Listen.
Y'all.
Took a turn. Right. Maybe.
His bowels. So anyway.
Makes you feel like Superman at first.
Listen,
and then snake attack.
We felt like we needed to give you an update on Ludacris and his condition because we might have worried you yesterday with the whole glacial water thing. So there you go. There's your update. Keep you posted on that. 99.7 JX. All right. Coming up later this hour, we'll get to a setting the bar story where it's like, hey, how do you find out you're the most disliked person at your work without finding out you're the most disliked person at your work? How about a stupid fact of the day, Kelly?
Let's do some learning.
So I saw this and I thought this was absolutely fascinating. And I actually like thought the same thing myself, but maybe not like consciously. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
It's one of those just things that you kind of think about, but you don't really like pay much attention to it.
Okay, rip the Band-Aid off.
Have you ever wondered what animals fart?
No, I have not spent any of my brain power contemplating if an animal farts or not. I just feel like they probably do. I don't need to, I know my dogs do. I don't think that I need to further go through the animal kingdom and dissect animal by animal whether they do or not. But we're gonna, right?
Well, see, that's what makes you and I different. Because, yes, obviously dogs do it quite frequently, almost probably as much as humans do.
Right.
We all know that cows do.
Sure.
But have you ever wondered other animals? Like, my cats... Never heard them. I've never heard them.
Have you smelled it? Because sometimes you just smell it.
No, never, never heard, never smelled, nothing.
Great, good for them.
So like that's hyenas, great. Yes. Manatees, yes. Bobcats, yes.
Are all these like audible, or do you have any audio to share?
I
feel as though this is ripe for that kind of thing.
I mean, the only thing I found were cows and dogs when I searched for animal farting noises, because that was
still not playing it.
Literally something that I just searched for.
Like, I figured the entire purpose behind talking about this is so you can play fart sounds on the radio, right?
No,
am I right?
No.
Am I right?
No.
That was a single motivating factor, wasn't it?
All right, fine. That's a dog. See, like I said, all these are like, most of these are dogs and anything. American cockroaches. They do, too.
American cockroaches?
Yes. Even some fish like herring, even though they use it to communicate.
They talk fart?
Yes.
Is that what you're saying? They fart talk?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. Could you imagine if that's how humans...
Oh,
communicated?
Thank goodness that is not how we were designed. Thank goodness that was not the case. But okay, so you know my brain immediately goes to what do we do? What is that?
That's a horse.
My brain immediately goes to who is discovering this and doing the, especially with a manatee, like how?
Well, maybe some of it is just discovered accidentally. And then they're like, oh, wait, did that happen? And then they do a little bit more research, right? Because, again, curiosity. Most birds do not do this. Neither do amphibians like frogs. They don't. Bats don't.
And again, are we just like, are researchers just kind of like watching the bottom of these animals just to see what happens?
I'm probably tracking their digestive systems.
Because,
listen,
you can't really see farts unless you got like x-rays.
Sloths. Sloths don't either, but listen to this. They digest their food very slowly, and the gas is absorbed, and they breathe it out. So I bet
they breathe it out.
Yeah, so I bet their breath is kicking.
Must have some really dank breath, yes.
Yeah, dank breath. So anyways, like, maybe you were like me, and you were curious.
Wasn't curious at all.
What animals
never crossed
past gas, just like humans? And obviously, you know, dogs, yes. Cows, yes. You know, bobcats.
Manatees.
Hyenas, yes.
Great.
Alexa checks in and says, if Ben ain't sneaking animal mating noises in, then it's animal farts.
Exactly. 1,000%. Like, she knows.
My coworkers are always wondering why
she
I'm laughing.
She knows your playbook. That's your playbook for this show. We're either playing mating noises or fart noises.
Listen, I think animals are fascinating.
Uh-huh.
So there you go. That's your stupid fact of the day.
Oh, that's great. Thank you so much
for
that important learning.
Yeah. No, it's stupid learning. That's why it's called stupid fact of the day.
Are you going to take us out with another sound effect? Like, how are you not? There's only one way to wrap this segment up. There you go.
Oh buddy. buddy. That's like a...
It feels so much better, though, now, right? Don't you almost feel the relief?
It's like, Dad, that one was...
Feels
so much better.
That was crazy. Oh, goodness.
All right, this is a setting the bar story, Kelly, which is...
an example of what not to do, or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Yeah, we set the bar for your day pretty low. I mean, tell me everyone at work hates you without telling me they hate you. So as part of a team-building exercise, this business in Colorado had about 15 coworkers scale a mountain. So if you can manage to make it through the day without leaving one of your coworkers behind on a 14,000-foot mountain, you're doing okay.
OMG. Like, nothing could go wrong with that, right? You're scaling a mountain. Like, how big is the mountain? Are we up going up Kilimanjaro? What are we doing?
14,000-foot.
Oh, 14,000.
Yeah. Yeah. It's Mount.
High. I don't know. I have no frame of reference.
It's
not a
Mount
climber.
Shavano. It's 100 miles southwest of Denver. It's about
14. Is that something you need to train for to do? Or can you just like say, hey, let's go climb a mountain and that one would be fine?
So 14,000 feet. I've climbed a mountain that is 12,441 feet. And,
okay. And you went to the top?
And I went to the very summit and it wasn't that bad.
How long did it take you?
I mean, it took me a little while. So an extra 2,000 feet is quite a bit. Yeah, that's for sure. But anyways, not everyone did the whole thing. Few people hung back on the team building exercise.
Hey guys, I'm going to be down at the base bar here, and I'll see you guys in a little bit.
Right. There were a couple groups, and one of the guys ended up doing the last leg himself. He made it to the top fine, but he got kind of lost on his way down after everyone kind of left and took all their gear with them.
Oh no.
And so they had kind of took and left stuff along the path like breadcrumbs to kind of guide them back. But they took it all with them when they left. So he made it up to the top, to the summit, around 11:30, around lunchtime. Got turned around. So he dropped a pin, texted it to his coworkers. They were like, hey, buddy, you're going the wrong way. So he sent another pin drop at about 3:50 in the afternoon. He was going the right way at that point, but then a storm hit. High winds, freezing rain. No. He got disoriented, cut off cell service. Coworkers either didn't know or didn't care. And no one told search and rescue until about 9 that night.
Oh my gosh. When they were sitting around going, hey, anybody seen Bill?
Yeah, where's Bill? So drones couldn't find him because of the storm.
Wow.
He was in black clothing.
Oh my gosh, that's not helpful.
Right. So he got cell service about 10 o'clock the next day, then called 911. They found him, thankfully. He'd been on the mountain for over 24 hours. He had a hard time walking, but he told him he'd fallen at least 20 times. Because you know what? A lot of people don't know, going down the mountain, once you get up to the summit, going down the mountain.
That's difficult too.
Is very challenging.
Can be treacherous.
Yeah, so
that's why I don't climb.
There are a couple morals in this. Mm-hmm. Remember that cell service can be spotty when you're on a mountain.
Okay, you think that if you're going higher, it's going to be even better, right? Not so.
Right. Don't hike in all black.
Right.
If you get turned around, it's usually best to just stay put.
Okay.
And then finally, don't leave one of your people behind.
Oh, wow. You go. I go.
Yeah. So the search and rescue actually said this might cause some awkward encounters at the office in the coming days and weeks.
Yeah. Oh, wow. That is an elaborate team building. Let's go climb a mountain.
They're like, Hey, Bill, we're still waiting on that report for you. Yeah, kind of like how I was waiting on you guys to come back and rescue me.
I mean, he's got a little leverage.
Right? I feel like he does.
Yeah.
I feel like he does.
I feel like he could ride on that you guys left me on a mountain thing for a while.
Hey, Bill, we're going to need you to come in on Saturday and finish up these reports. Yeah.
You left me on a mountain.
I'm going to go ahead and say no. Last time I did something on a Saturday, I was left 14,000 feet behind.
That is aggressive. Wow. If Steve ever gets the idea
to go
climb a mountain together, I'm just going to tell you right now, I'm out.
All right. So there you go. If you can manage to make it through the day without doing a little team building exercise and then leaving your coworker behind on a 14,000 foot mountain, you're doing okay.
At what point did the bosses think this is going to be great? It's all going to be amazing. Everyone's going to love
it. Everybody's going to love it. Hey,
everybody's going to love it.
This is literally Colorado. So this is what people do, apparently.
We've got a former coworker that lives in Denver.
Yeah.
It's about 100 miles southwest of that. So, wow.
All right. So there you go. That is your Setting the Bar story on 99.7 DJX. Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Did you hear the fun news that the brothers of Oasis were going to be coming and getting back together? You know, this band, Wonderwall, all the memes. Anyway, here's Wonderwall. Noel and Liam Gallagher putting together their band, bringing it back. Oasis.
Iconic. It's about time, boys, that we get it back together.
Bury the hatchet.
Bury the hatchet.
Yeah, they're going to
do brothers, for crying out loud.
Some shows in the UK and Ireland in 2025. But yeah, their last gig as a band was in 2009. And the brothers they had a falling out and they just didn't like each other. So anyways.
Is there anyone else that's a little nervous. That this is not going to go well.
I feel like they're both at the point where they're like, you know, we need money.
Maybe. I mean, it could
maybe,
be that.
Maybe we should get the band back together and just kind of...
Maybe they do some sort of a truce and like, listen, all the old stuff is in the past. You know what we need? We need a Tony Melito button.
Oh, for them?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, all right. I think we do.
Yeah, I understand. Things mm-hmm. happen. The mm-hmm. past is the past. Yes.
I mean, Tony Melito, really, he can...
That is sage advice.
He can roll in with some sage advice.
So that they can embark on this new musical journey and not have it go sideways the way it did before.
That's
right. Right.
That's right. All right. So keep you posted on that. But I mean, obviously.
That's great. That was a great song. It was a great album. Yeah. I loved it.
It was a good song. Sure.
It was.
All right. Hey, coming up next, it's a feel good story.
Yeah, we need to introduce you to Britain's oldest skydiver.
Oh, is he a Michael Jackson impersonator?
It's a she.
She? Is yeah. she a Michael Jackson impersonator?
No, she is not.
All right, that's coming up next. Every hour we give you feel-good stories, Kelly Kay.
A 102-year-old Manette is still living her best life with a new title.
Okay.
Britain's oldest skydiver.
Oh, wow, okay.
She served back in the day with the Women's Royal Naval Service during World War II. What better way to celebrate a milestone birthday?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, pretty much any birthday over 100 is a milestone birthday, I think.
Sure.
By jumping out of a plane. She raised more than $13,000 for charities in the process. Here she is giving out some wisdom.
I'm about to go up. I'm delighted. Don't stop. Just keep going. And in the words of my very old friend Humphrey Scrimgeour, when he was in his 90s, he said, Manette, whatever happens, don't give up anything until you're absolutely forced to.
Okay, wait.
Don't give up anything until you're absolutely forced to.
Okay, gotcha.
Don't quit. Just keep going.
Words
That's
to live
Manette
by.
That's what Manette says.
All right.
And she's pretty fantastic. You need to see the video of her doing a tandem skydive. I mean, they have a perfect landing.
Wow.
It's pretty amazing.
All right.
Like, at 102,
she's doing the dang thing.
What kind of a waiver do you think they had to make her sign?
I mean, because probably just the same waiver that everybody else does, right?
I mean, that would give me a heart attack. And I'm half her age.
Uh-huh.
So I'm just, thank goodness it ended well.
Sure, right. And,
but I was just, I mean, wouldn't you be a little nervous?
She's
102.
Yeah, I would.
You're jumping out of an airplane. That's very scary.
Well, yeah, yeah.
Like, I don't know if anything can fully prepare you for that kind of fear.
Was that the first time she's ever done it?
Not sure.
Oh, okay.
But that earned her, at that age, the title of Britain's oldest skydiver.
There you go.
So there you go. Just pretty amazing. See the video at WDJX.com, brought to you by Bell of Louisville.
Have you ever seen someone not being faithful, but you didn't know them? Like, were you a server and you were going to a table and maybe it was a regular and you recognized him, but you didn't recognize her as being his partner, you know?
Well, I think, you know, a server is different. I mean, you just gotta...
Well, you gotta...
That's their business.
No, no, no. That is your business. I remember, yeah. My wife telling me a story about how when she worked at an office building setting, right? And she and her friends would go and get lunch a lot of times. They would have... There was like a little pond behind the office building and a little walking path and some benches and stuff like that. And so a lot of times she and her friends would go and they would grab some lunch out by the pond. And she said for the longest time she saw a guy and a girl hooking up in a car in the backseat in the parking lot.
That were not actually dating each other?
Nope. Like she knew, I want to say she knew the guy, I want to say. Like, he worked in their building. Didn't know the girl. Definitely was not the wife, so.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, so then it's like, all right, how involved do you get? Do you say anything? Like, at that point, like, and this was before, I mean, this was before, like, social media was everywhere. Right. So she was just like, hey.
Oh, you can get away with so much more stuff, right?
Not my circus, not my monkey.
Exactly. But this situation is unique because she's got firsthand experience.
Yeah, Christina is our listener that reached out to us with group therapy. So we're going to get into her situation where she's thinking of telling a stranger her boyfriend is being a dog.
And we'll tell you why.
All right, so that is on the way coming up in group therapy next after Sabrina Carpenter on 99.7 EJX.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Hey, Ben and Kelly, got one of those moral questions for you. Maybe your listeners can help out.
All right.
Met this guy at a bar the other night. He was cute. Taught me how to do a two-step. Hashtag grateful. Anyway, All right. I thought it was pretty cool. We hit it off. We were super flirty. It was going well until I found out he's only 21. I'm 29.
Okay, a little bit of an age difference there.
Yeah, I just kind of feel like that's too big of an age difference now because of how much you change through your 20s.
Okay.
Well, he's been texting. I haven't really been responding because the other thing I found out is that he has a girlfriend.
Okay.
I did some social media stalking. She looks like she's super sweet, probably has no idea what a pig she's dating.
Mm.
So now I'm thinking of sending her a message with the text screenshots so she won't waste any more of her time.
Mm.
Should I? Or should I just block him and move on?
I know what I would probably do is just block him and move on, but that's me.
I mean, me being non-confrontational, yes, but I've been on the receiving end of an actual phone call.
Yeah.
That alerted me to that, and I'm glad I did in hindsight because it had been going on for a long time.
So do you think that you would have been in the dark for like a long time after
probably,
that?
Yeah, I probably could have been. I probably just could have. I mean, I knew there was no like super future, long-term future, but you know, things were fine, just kind of going along, not really worried too much about it at the time. But then once all of that came to light, I'm like, okay, I'm out.
I mean, there's, I guess, you know, I was thinking, okay, what if she's not his girlfriend? And what if she just looks like, or, you know, maybe she's his sister or maybe.
Christina seems pretty convinced from what she saw.
Yeah.
And I think you know the difference.
Do you?
I think you do. Like if there's a bunch of like, lovey-lovey, and if it says in a relationship with such and such,
oh, well, okay.
That's
all right.
Pretty clear.
Sure, I get that.
Yeah. James Sands agrees with you, thinks she just needs to block and move on because she doesn't know anything about their dynamics. Maybe an open relationship.
Oh, gosh, there's that whole thing.
Okay.
All right, well, what is your experience with this? We'd love to hear how you either disrupted or found out. And then maybe if you've got a direction for Christina to go, let us know. 502-795-1997 is our number, all right? Group therapy. Secrets are no fun unless you share with everyone. Christina, our listener, she met a guy, then found out, whoops, not only is he 8 years her junior, he has a girlfriend. And so now she's like, should I tell the girlfriend that he's trying to text and get with me?
I'm trying to kind of gauge a little percentage of people that are saying just block and move on versus the ones that are saying tell him. It is kind of split. Ginger says if you don't know with 100% certainty that she's the girlfriend, do yourself a favor, block him and walk away. Doing anything else could wind up either making you look crazy or involving you with his drama for far too long.
We got a message from Carrie who said, I did once, referring to telling a stranger.
Girlfriend.
Yeah, yeah,
uh-huh.
Yeah. Her boyfriend was insisting on meeting up with me, so I reached out and let her know. They ended up breaking up. I felt super guilty for a long time, but 4 years later, she's now engaged to someone else. We stayed mutuals on Instagram, and watching her thrive in life is super rewarding.
Aww.
Feels good knowing I had a small hand in helping her move on.
Yeah, see, that was my experience when somebody, like, tipped me off.
Yeah.
And that was the catalyst I needed to get out. And it was great because I'd stopped wasting my time. I got another text message I know from personal experience. She will not believe you until she's ready to hear it.
Yeah, you know, that is true.
But the fact that you have the proof with the screenshots of the text messages, that'll go a long way. And even if she refuses to accept the information, it's one instance that can build the next time someone tries to tell her.
Yeah, we got another message from a listener that said, I told my wife that if she ever cheats on me, her punishment is that she can never confess. She's got to live with that. Live with that.
Lisa's like, look, we can hash this out, but you know we're petty and love a good update. So message her and get back to us next week.
We love a good update.
Yeah, so tell her just so we can find out what happened.
Yeah. Yeah. Another listener said, you know, hey, I have to say it's really disappointing to see some people going with the whole, hey, not my business logic. Someone cheating could put their partner at risk in terms of health and safety.
That's true.
People could get diseases or have their entire livelihoods compromised.
That is true.
You could prevent someone from suffering like that. Why wouldn't you?
That is true.
Interesting.
That's a good angle to take.
Yeah, that's true.
And just say, hey, I just want to reach out because I know I would want someone to reach out to me. So here's the situation. You can do what you want with the information. I mean, maybe that's the way you approach it.
Mm-hmm. That's true. I will say that.
Just women looking out for women.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Women looking out for women. Yes, that's for sure. But then, you know, that one listener who said she's not going to be ready to hear it or believe it until she's ready. I think that is accurate as well.
Well, and so, then Megan says she probably won't believe you just join any Are We Dating the Same Guy group.
Mm.
When the girlfriend gets tagged, she almost always argues with all the women in the comments, giving her proof, block him and move on.
Okay. All right, so what are we saying? Tell her?
I don't know. I'm on team tell her.
Okay.
Just because, again, with my personal experience. Yeah.
See, I was originally like, not my circus, not my monkeys, just block and move on with your life. But maybe.
But you have text messages because you're the one he was pursuing.
Okay.
So maybe. I think that's why in this case.
All right, Christina, this is what we're saying. Proof. Yep. All right, this is what we're saying. Tell her and then get back to us.
And then let us know how that goes.
And then get back to us. All right, we want the update, all right?
We need to know how that goes.
Whoever it was that said, yeah, update us next week, all right?
Like, I mean, this could be life-changing for this person. You never know. This could be, you know, what this person needs to get out of a bad situation that's not healthy, move on, and find her forever person. Because it doesn't sound like this guy's it.
Yeah, okay. All right, well, hey, thank you for reaching out and keep us posted. That is Group Therapy. Well, let's play a fun little game, shall we? Play Little Kid Drunk Adult. Introduce you to Melissa, calling us from Madison. Hi there, Melissa.
Hello, I have my coworker with me.
Oh, so
team effort.
So it's going to be a team effort today, huh?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, Melissa, we know about you. You got brown hair, drive a Nissan, work in hospice, and single, but happily single, focusing on yourself and on your life.
I think that's good. That's healthy.
What about your coworker? What color is your coworker's hair? We got to know this.
I'm blonde.
Blonde. What kind of car does your coworker drive?
Blue Sonic Chevy.
A Sonic. Okay. And
I put her on the spot.
All right. It's all right. And what's your coworker's relationship status?
I'm single.
Single. Both of you single. Oh, my.
Right.
Well.
On the prowl.
Okay. Well, is your coworker happy just being single, focusing on herself, or is she out on the prowl?
I am happy being single.
Grrr. All right, it's Little Kid Drunk Adult. Kelly's going to explain how it works.
All right, you're going to hear three stories. You guys have to determine together whether the star of the story is a little kid or a drunk adult.
I've played before, so it's okay.
Oh, okay. Well, is it your coworker's first time being in the hot seat, too?
Yeah, it's my first time.
Oh, gosh. I'm so glad that we could be your first.
This is great.
Yep.
We'll be gentle-ish. All right, here we go. First one.
I got stuck on an electric barbed wire fence while trying to sneak into a cow pasture.
Oh, wow. Okay.
All right.
Okay.
I know a lot of kids that did that. Yeah.
Yeah,
it does sound like a drunk adult would do too.
That sounds like a drunk adult would do, but also a child.
I mean, you guys are Southern Indiana. I feel like this is kind of like par for the course, right?
I mean, it really could go either way.
Yes. So, what do we say, Shelley?
I say kid.
I say kid.
All right, you're both saying kid.
Kid. Okay. Right. Yeah, I'll go with you on that.
All right.
I mean, why would I part from both of them?
Yeah, why would you?
I was a little kid.
There all it right. is. Yes, little kid.
I told you. Who hasn't done it as a kid?
Little kid.
Me and my friend wanted to sneak in to see the cows, so we crawled underneath a barbed wire fence, it got caught in the back of my shirt. And because we were little, my friend couldn't free me, so he had to go get our parents. And I had to lay there and keep getting shocked every few seconds until he got back.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Owie. Well, that's dangerous.
All right. You are one for one. Next one. Here we go. Little kid or drunk adult?
I ate a huge bowl of red Jell-O with my hands. Then I turned around and projectile vomited it right back into my mother's face.
Aww.
Oh. Wow.
I'm going to say that sounds like something a drunk person would do.
Yeah. I'm going to say drunk adult.
Okay, both of you.
We're
going saying,
with drunk adult.
All right, drunk adult. I love how this is a team effort from the both of you.
Yep. Okay. All right, I'm sticking with that.
All right, Kelly, easily influenced.
Yeah.
She is going to go ahead and go with that, too.
I'm going with girl group.
Drunk adult.
I was a drunk adult.
Yep. Yeah. And you're right. Didn't see you wrong. There it is, drunk adult. What happened with that Jell-O and the puking?
Yeah, I was drinking at home with my uncle when he told me he'd give me $10 if I could eat this huge bowl of Jell-O in under a minute.
Ooh.
That is classic uncle move right there.
It is a classic uncle move, for sure.
My mom told me not to do it, but I did it anyway. I then turned to my mom and projectile vomited it all right back in her face.
Oh.
Wow.
All right, well, that's fun. Hey, you guys are doing great. So far, you're perfect. All right, last one. Little kid, drunk adult.
My cousin and me spray painted ourselves blue.
That sounds fun.
My cousin and me spray painted ourselves blue.
Oh, goodness. Yeah, I mean, if you're drunk, that'd be something fun to do. But
would it?
No. Would it?
Would it?
I'm thinking you're mixing too many chemicals. I'm just joking.
Oh, my gosh.
Say some fun.
I'm hoping they're a kid. I'm going to say kid. We're saying kid.
All right, you're saying kid.
I think kid, too.
You're saying, okay, everybody's saying kid.
Yes.
Okay.
The reason was we were kids.
Yeah.
Wow.
Perfect
Slant
score.
It.
They were kids. Her and her cousin decided to paint themselves blue.
And our cousin had told us that there was a marble in the spray paint.
And so that was it. That's all
okay,
we got.
All right.
Hey, guess what? There's a marble in that spray paint. You can get it out if you paint yourselves blue. Really? Wow.
What? All right.
Well, Melissa, congrats. Is your friend's name Shelly? Did I get that?
Yes.
Aw, Melissa and Shelly. The duo that the world didn't know we needed.
It's a dynamic duo right
know,
there.
Right?
Yes.
I love it. Well, ladies, thank you for participating here this morning, and I'm going to put you on hold, get a little bit more information from you, but we're going to get hook you up with a prize, okay? You were perfect.
Okay. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Oh, I love it.
Awesome.
Okay, we need more of those magical stories.
Yes, we do.
We need to fill the well, so if you got one, send us a voice note of you giving a little teaser, reveal the answer, finish that story. That's what we need. We need the payoff. Email it, benandkellyshow@gmail.com.
99.7 DJX. All right, let's get to a feel-good story. Feel good. Kelly K.
Not often that as the news, you get to crack a case that you're reporting on live. That happened. A missing 9-year-old boy in Brooklyn was actually found when a news helicopter saw the kid who fit the description just sitting on the family's rooftop.
Wow.
So CBS News New York's Dan Rice, a photojournalist, talks about how he spotted the boy.
So as my pilot, Eric Ross, and I were circling around the building, we came across a person sitting in a chair over here on the rooftop. We zoomed in with the camera. It appeared to be the child that fit the description of the missing child. Now, our CBS New York News assignment desk, they called the police department. They sent officers from the 61st Precinct up to the rooftop, and sure enough, they found the child sitting in the chair. They gave us a thumbs up as they went down with the child and were able to reunite him with his family just a few stories below.
Wow.
I mean, yeah, the kid was just sitting up there with his computer. Like a swanky looking little building. So I guess he just slipped up there and nobody knew. And then people figured it out once. Well, when he didn't show up at school, that's when they started looking for him.
Wow.
So I guess maybe he walks to school and instead he just went to hang out on the rooftop.
Huh.
And so that's how I guess he went missing, but just hanging out.
Wow.
Just sitting on a chair, living his best life, not being at school.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can see the video at WDJX.com. But glad he's okay.
Yeah.
WDJX.com, brought to you by Bell of Louisville.
So we gave some tickets away to the volleyball invitational that was last night at the Yum Center. Yes, we're getting into sports!
Oh, wow. Sports.
So here's the thing. Wisconsin was number 3. Louisville, number 6. Louisville takes down Wisconsin in 4
wow.
sets.
Nice.
Final hit. Kaboom! Love nice to stuff. See that. Yes. Volleyball, certainly having its shine. So, like to see that. And congrats to all of our listeners who were there in attendance. Want tickets from us here on 99.7 DJX. So
yeah, man. My son has been all about like watching our school's volleyball teams go. Like he's been every time there's a volleyball
right.
team, he's like, "Mom, I need to go and watch the volleyball team." He gets all hype about it, and like I love to see the boys supporting the girls' sports at their schools. I think it's fantastic. He's
yeah.
like, "Mom, I was so hyped. I was getting everybody hyped up in the student section." It's like, that's great.
I was getting everybody hype. Yeah, I love that. And, I mean, we are gearing up. Pat Kelsey for the men's basketball team. I mean, well, we're starting to see little glimpses of the team that they're going to have and everything, getting kind of excited for that. And, obviously, there's football kicking off
yeah.
on Saturday. So,
wow.
Sports is certainly happening here in the Bluegrass, and I'm all for that. All for that action. I know we were talking about, man, what do we want to do? What do we want to do for Labor Day weekend this weekend? I'll tell you what I'm going to do.
I'm going to be watching
some sports.
Okay.
For sure. Get back into that action. So,
but your daughter and wife are so happy about that.
Hey,
are they on board with the sports as much as you are?
No.
Okay.
Definitely not.
Okay.
So, I mean,
like, okay, you have fun with that.
Yeah, yeah. They're like, hey, you know what? You just, you have some fun with that, and then...
you do you, baby boo.
And just make sure that the lawn gets mowed at some point, you know?
Okie dokie.
And I'll be like, all right.
All right.
I got you. Don't worry.
Duly noted.
Yep, noted and noted. We'll be good. We'll be good. All right. Hey, coming up next, there is a TikToker out of North Carolina that blew up for some definitions of friends. Like, what category of friend do you fall into, okay?
Nothing could go wrong here. Let's categorize our friends.
That's right. Well, we're going to categorize each other, too.
Oh, great.
Figure out what I am, figure out what you are.
Uh-huh.
And maybe even what you are. Coming up next on DJX. You got one of those, yeah, it's just my friend stories that come to mind. Be thinking about that, all right? So this TikToker in North Carolina named Diana, she kind of blew up for videos talking about what her friends are like. Specifically, she categorizes them into 4 groups: a type A friend, a type B friend, a type C friend, and a type D friend. First, we'll let you hear her definition of a type B friend, which she thinks most of her friends are. This is what they act like, according to Diana.
Wait, guys, can we stop at that bar really quick? I think I left my ID there last week. Let me just call the bouncer. Like, really, it'll be really quick.
Wait, please wear my purple skirt.
Wasn't that skirt like $200?
So good in it! Because with that top, no, you have to wear it. Let me get it.
Oh, I can't call the Uber. My phone literally died.
We've only been here for 15 minutes.
It died before we left the house.
Wait, it's cash only? I literally have no cash. Why is it cash only in 2024?
Hi, so I think I left my shoes in your back seat.
You took your shoes off?
Sorry, yeah, can you turn around?
You left your showcase in an Uber.
I know, that's crazy, right?
No, girl's like, I'll pay for it. Yeah, I got like $100 in my Apple Pay. You know that's not real money.
So she's totally like categorizing her friends as type B friends. And so... So this kind of goes with like personality trait. Like, you know, you probably understand that there are a couple different types of personalities, like type A personalities, high achievers, like to be in charge. Type B personalities are a little bit more chill. Type C and type D personalities, a little bit different, right? So the way she thinks like type B friends are, you'd give them the shirt off your back, but you need help too. You're forgetful. You leave stuff behind. Your phone is always dead.
Okay, listen, I feel like I could fall into several of these categories at different times.
So a type A friend, be thinking, if you don't have any friends that are this, maybe it's you, all right?
Okay, so, yeah.
A type A friend is the overly responsible one. That's the friend that plans and organizes everything, has a sense of urgency, makes sure things like vacations don't fall apart, stuff okay. like that, right?
Yeah.
If, like I said, type B friend, that's the ones that are loyal to a fault, forgetful though, you leave stuff behind, your phone's always dead, all that fun stuff.
Type C.
You're organized, kind of like type A, but you're a little bit more neurotic and more likely to bow out of things other people want to do, and you love long naps.
Long naps are kind of great.
Yeah, and type D friends are, you're annoyed a lot. You're prone to confrontation. You have a twisted sense of humor. You might be into the weird stuff like crystals and astrology.
Wow. That is out of left field.
I love it. Amanda texted in and is like, I have two categories of friends. I have the ride or dies and yes. the rest of them. So you either fall in one or two of those friend groups.
Right. The ones you know are going to be down for anything. The right. ones that are going to be marginal. Like most, a lot of times they'll say yes, but then other times, well, they're saying no.
Right. Well, so those would be the ones where you cancel, you know.
Yes. Well, Kelly from Crescent Hill says, I'm the friend that hopes you cancel so I don't have to. I think I'm type E.
It's a type E. So, yeah, I was looking at that. And all right. So, Kelly, what would you think I am?
You? Oh, I would say you're a B.
I think so, too.
And a little bit D.
I don't get...
You don't have crystals in astrology. You got a twisted sense of humor.
I do.
Yeah. And I think you're bailing quite a bit.
I try to bail a lot.
Yeah. You do bail a lot.
Yeah. And so, yeah.
You're
okay.
kind of non-committal, so maybe you don't have to bail.
My phone is usually rocking on, I'm at 45% right now. I'm not doing too
gosh.
Bad.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. Oh. It is really early to be that low. You are not going
to. What do you mean it's really early to be that low?
It's really early to be that low.
What's yours on?
You're less than half.
Yeah, I know. But what's yours on?
Mine right now is at 98%.
How is it so high?
Because I'm not on it.
Okay, well, see, I don't charge my phone overnight. That's probably why.
Why don't you charge your phone overnight?
I don't know.
That's the time when you're not using
see,
it.
See, Kelly, I think you're probably in the type A category.
Yeah.
Like, you're the overly responsible, you plan, you organize everything.
See, but I don't really plan. I'm not the planner. Like, we just went on a girls' trip. My friend Jamie planned everything. She was like Miss Organizer thing. I show up, and I'm kind of there. Now, I am organized. I help to
all right, well, maybe you're more type C then. Maybe you're more like the type C.
I think I am more type C, because I do have qualities of type A. I do love long naps.
Yeah, so maybe you are more type C. You're organized, a little bit more neurotic, which, yes.
Sure. Oh, why'd you have to say it like that?
We both said it at the same time.
Yes. I feel like, yes, but I'm always going to show up if I can.
All right.
Absolutely. But sometimes, you know, being busy mom, you get pulled in many directions. So I'm always wanting to be there.
Sassy Gay Mike says, I'm like Kelly. My phone is at 96%.
Yes.
Kelly from Crescent Hill says, I'll start looking for a charger once I hit 90%. Man, you guys.
Yes.
I live my life where I'm like, I look at my phone, I'm like, oh, wow, I'm at 9%. Okay.
Yep, and I'm making sure that like, if it starts to get dicey, I'm putting it in low battery mode. I'm closing out all the tabs. I'm making sure I'm doing all the things to optimize the battery life.
My phone comes to me every single day and goes, hey, do you want to go in extreme battery saver mode?
Right.
Every day I get that message from my phone.
Hey, buddy, remember me. I'm kind of feeling drained right now.
All right, so hey, do you have any of those? Oh, that's just my friend stories. All right,
Mike. Okay,
that's them. That's my friend type of stories. We'd love to hear your story about that. I mean, like I've told you about my friends Mike and Rob, and I'll categorize them too in some of the stuff that we've gotten into. But yeah, they were like college buddies of mine that I still hang out to. I probably see them maybe once twice a year at this point, but when we do, it's literally like we don't miss a beat. So would love to hear your story. 502-795-1997. We'll get to those on the way on 99.7 EJX. What type of friend are you? It's 99.7 EJX. Got any of those that's just my friend stories? So there was a person online by the name of Diana who categorized them all as like type A friends, type B friends, type C, type D friends, things like that.
I think her name's Deanna. Yeah.
Yeah, Deanna. She kind of, and between Kelly and myself, Kelly's like, Ben, you're probably a type B where you're forgetful, you leave stuff behind, your phone's always dead. But you're also maybe a little type C. I said for you, maybe you're a little type A, a little type C. You love long naps. You're responsible, but you're a little bit more neurotic.
Okay. Describe my neuroses. Do we dive into that?
Do we have time?
Oh, wow.
So Justin, message Justin says, a that's my friend story came to mind one day. I lived in college with three other guys, and one day three of us were in the living room studying or reading, and our fourth roommate walks in and says, all my classes are having pop quizzes this week. We all looked at him and responded with, you know, it's midterms week, right? Pop quizzes.
Oh, no.
There are a bunch of pop quizzes happening.
Oh, no.
Amy said, so this girl I know, one of my friends, she cracked the screen of her new iPhone and it looked like a spider web. So I didn't believe her. So to make me believe, she sent me a screenshot as evidence. That's the type of friend she was. So maybe
it took
a little
me a second.
Maybe a little type B, maybe a little type
it.
B, maybe.
I love it. That's great.
Oh, that's funny. One more one of those that's my friend sort of stories. Jessa was she messaged and said my college roommate fell for Nigerian email scams once a year.
No.
She lost probably thousands over the years. I wish I was exaggerating.
Oh, no, 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 no.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, my gosh. A bit gullible. I think that's probably B, too. Like, you give someone the shirt off your back.
Exactly.
Oh, no.
Oh, that is... you need to monitor.
So, yeah, my...
It's like, hey, run that by me.
Yeah, my buddy Mike, probably type A, overly responsible, but a bit of a loose cannon, so...
A loose cannon. Where does loose cannon fall into?
I bet that's under the neurotic. So I bet he's more type C. So he's organized.
Yeah.
Plans, organizes things. A bit of a loose cannon though, and down for everything. So, that could be him. And you know, when we get together, that's when I will put underwear around my head and stripper and streak around.
That part of you out. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly.
Okay.
So, anyways, good stories there. Thank you for that. On 99.7 EJX. Sometimes those chance encounters with someone you're interested in fail to amount to anything. So what do?
You do a little typey. You send it off to the internet. Craigslist, we find it and bring it to life.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist Missed Connection.
Man for woman. Funny guy with a funny shirt. It was a typical Friday night at the Silent Disco when I saw you.
Silent Disco. Okay.
That's when everybody has their own headphones. There's right. no music played over the loudspeaker.
But they're listening to their own music, yeah. which might not necessarily vibe with anyway.
Yeah, anyways.
Okay.
You, silky light blue hair with a pair of bright yellow headphones.
Hot.
Attached to your head.
Mm.
Like two glowing nuclear tumors.
Okay.
I was the 6'6 gentleman from across the room with the tank top that read, "Don't look down, hidden pole vaulter bulge below."
What? What? First of all, really tall. Second of all, what's on the tank top? Seriously?
I know. It's hilarious. I got a lot of compliments that night from everyone.
Great.
Everyone except you.
Oh, she didn't think it was funny.
You pointed at my tank and gave me a thumbs down. Oh, but I just laughed and gave you a double thumbs up. Do you remember? I stacked my thumbs up on top of one another to really lean into that bald joke.
Okay. All right.
No, right? Clever, I know. Still, you didn't seem amused and turned away from me.
Oh.
So I got a pen from the bartender and wrote a little note to you on a napkin.
Okay. Oh.
Have you seen the pole vault guy with the bulge?
Still.
It's a real thing.
Okay. Still trying to explain the joke this time now. Yeah. It's like, yeah. You know what I'm referencing, right?
You just crumpled up the napkin and asked me to leave.
Okay. It didn't work.
So yeah. Am I attracted to the only girl in the entire universe who doesn't find that bald joke funny?
Maybe.
Maybe. But that's my curse in life.
Okay.
I'm thinking of you. Mm. Signed, guy with the bald shirt.
Got it. Yeah, she's not going to forget who that is. And no. Probably not going to be reaching out.
Aw.
Sorry.
All right, it's
Craigslist Missed.
Maybe better luck with this one?
Maybe.
It's a woman for man hitting the high notes with you. Hey, oh. Hey.
Hey, hey.
Or maybe it's hey, hey.
I guess we'll find out, right?
Uh-huh. I met you at the skydiving world record attempt for Michael Jackson impersonators.
So I guess it is a
hey, hey. All right. I never skydived before, so they paired me up with you, Instructor Danny.
Oh, my.
For a tandem leap.
Oh, my.
You, slim, curly-haired, slim, narrow-nosed, and dressed like MJ.
Okay.
Me, also curly-haired, not as slim, also dressed like MJ.
Gotcha.
Uh-huh. We bonded over our favorite hits like Billie Jean. Yeah, Thriller.
Cause that's the devil.
Yes, absolutely. And Who Let the Dogs Out?
Who let the dogs out?
What? I don't think that's Michael Jackson
song. Is that from MJ's catalog?
I don't think so.
A little iffy on that one. At one point, we were all up in the plane and I made a bad joke saying, I hope all the Michaels don't land near an elementary school. That would be awkward.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
Oh, wow. You got quiet after that.
Uh-huh.
When we finally leaped, your screams of excitement, or was it terror, filled my ears, so I did my best to match your panic, or was it joy?
Or was it joy?
And scream too. Something like that, probably.
Probably.
After we landed, you unhooked quickly. I couldn't find you in the sea of other Michaels.
Oh, no.
So I raised my sparkle glove to the sky, hoping you'd see it in the reflective sun. But no such luck.
Okay.
So I guess I need to ask you, Danny, are you okay? Are you okay, Danny?
Are you kidding me, Danny? Are you okay?
Get back to me when you see this. Tish.
Oh. Did they break the record for the most skydiving?
See, we don't know
Michael
that
Jackson's?
Either. I don't know if that was a success or not. I guess we're never going to know unless maybe Danny reaches back out.
Whether you're the guy in the bulge tank top looking for that sweet blue-haired girl who you're dancing with at the silent disco.
She did not see the humor.
Or you were just looking for your tandem buddy.
Danny?
Yeah.
Are you okay?
Danny, are you okay?
Are you okay, Danny?
It can be one thing and one thing only, and that is
Craigslist Missed Connection
on 99.7 DJX. It's 99.7 DJX. Now, I know I have brought my daughters to work before with a little, like, take your kid to work. I remember when they were really little, you know, they would, I'd bring them in. And they just sleep in my office until basically you and I got off the air.
Uh-huh.
And then they just hang out for a minute.
Early.
Right,
uh-huh.
Right. So really their experience with coming to work was just when could they go to the snack machine to get Pop-Tarts?
Right. Exactly.
I mean,
we had a nice supply of snacks back in the day.
We have a nice supply of snacks now, actually.
Yeah.
So
okay.
It's one thing to let your kids shadow you at work or maybe even learn a little bit of your trade, right? But here's where we draw the line. It's a setting the bar story, which is what, Kelly?
It's an example of what not to do.
Yeah. If you can manage to make it through the day without letting your 13-year-old, quote, assist you in brain surgery, you're doing okay.
What?
Yeah, so this Austrian surgeon allowed his teenage daughter to drill a hole into a patient's skull.
Are you kidding me? We're drilling into a skull at 13?
So it was after an accident. And so it was kind of like one of those calls that, hey, you got to come in, right? And maybe it was on a weekend. Maybe it was like outside of business hours or whatever.
Then we leave Junior in the waiting room. We don't let him scrub in and drill. What the heck, Doogie Howser?
And so the person who had this forestry accident was taken to the hospital, and the surgeon in charge of his emergency operation brought his 13-year-old, which, by the way, if I'm a 13-year-old, like, I don't know that I'm not supposed to do that. If my dad is going, hey, do you want to hold the drill? I'm like, yeah.
Okay. Maybe it was one of those, like, on-the-job learning things.
Yes, exactly. Right. And so allowed the 13-year-old to, quote, help.
That is insanity.
Yeah. And so now the surgeon is in trouble.
Oh, you think?
And they're saying, look, when you have this sort of job, you need to do that job yourself and no one else.
I mean, I'm just wondering how quickly that patient is going to own the hospital.
Listen, Kelly.
Because are you not
Kelly?
Calling top dog, lol?
Kelly?
What?
Do they feel better? Did the kid do a good job?
That's the question we should ask.
I know, right?
Was it a quality hole that was drilled in your skull?
I mean, maybe the kid did a good job. Let's not, like, we don't know how well the kid did. Maybe this kid is a prodigy. Maybe this kid
should be suing ASAP.
So I don't know how much of this I can actually say.
You did help your dad with dentistry.
I did.
As a kid.
I did. I did.
Did you ever drill someone's tooth?
So my dad, a dentist, me, the kid, he would get these emergency calls for like a root canal or something that was crazy, like on a weekend, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he had a dentistry practice that was open during normal business hours. But obviously there were those emergency things. And so there'd be a lot of times on the weekend he'd get the call and he'd be like, all right, come on, Ben. I'd be like, yeah. And so
wow.
I would be his chair side, meaning he would bring me in. And he would have the patient. He'd put the patient under, like give him some laughing gas or whatever. And then I would hand him instruments. I would hold the suction.
Okay, you could do the suction.
Didn't drill.
You didn't drill.
So that's the difference between this 13-year-old kid and little 13-year-old Ben.
Now, are you feeling upset that you didn't get a chance to drill?
I wish I would have drilled.
Yeah.
Like if you would have said, here, Ben, I tell you what. Why don't you? No, but I'll tell you what, Kelly. I saw some stuff.
Oh, I bet you did.
Yeah.
1,000%.
Yeah. I was like, listen,
enough stuff to make sure that you're not going to ever be a dentist?
Ain't no HIPAA laws here. I can squeal.
Wow.
I didn't take any sort of hope, any sort of oath.
Wow.
I just didn't want to become a dentist, which,
yeah, okay,
you know, probably would have been a better career path, but who knows?
Who knows? could we picture Ben drilling in your mouth?
I'll tell you what, I'd be hysterical.
Oh, I bet you would be.
I'd be like, hey, Kelly, why don't you sit down, open up wide? I bet that's what he said.
Oh, my gosh. No, you'd be like, you'd be sitting in the chair, and you'd tell the guy, okay, listen, did you see the story about the surgeon that let his kid drill a hole in someone's skull?
Anyways, here, put this gas mask on. I'll see you in a couple hours. Yeah, so listen, again, this kid could be a prodigy, but we're putting in this setting the bar category because
proper procedure.
Yes, right.
Yes.
Kind of bypass some whole steps like whole, I don't know, medical school.
We're not an official intern, medical intern.
Right, right.
Do they even let the interns drill the holes? I'm not sure.
I'll tell you one thing. I remember when I had my knee replacement surgery, two things were happening. One, the fire alarm was going off in the entire hospital.
Oh,
and they were like,
disconcerting.
Oh, don't worry about that. Here, suck on this gas. And two,
we're going to get to that.
Yeah, yeah. I wheel in and, you know, there are 30 like interns and other people in the operating room. I'm like,
oh, wow.
So who knows who actually did my knee surgery?
I would be like, listen, is this on video somewhere? I'm going to need to see a replay to see what y'all are doing. Nighty night.
All right. So there you go. That is your setting the bar story.
Okay.
That's a fun one.
That's a fun one. 13-year-old drilled a hole in a skull.
Well done, kid. Well done.
Wow.
I bet you did a bang-up job, too.
Probably great.
All right. That's your setting the bar story on 99.7 DJX. If you missed anything from the show, you can always catch up on the podcast. It's a quick, easy place to do it. Two places, YouTube, at Ben and Kelly Show. You can find that, hit subscribe, or you can go to WDJX.com, tap listen, or grab it on Google Podcasts or, you know, wherever you get your podcasts. So that's pretty cool. We did run into a moral dilemma this morning, mm-hmm. and it was one of those tricky ones where it divided a lot of people. I think we came up to a good conclusion, but it's like when you know firsthand that the guy hitting on you and that you seem to connect with
is not being faithful.
Yep. Has a girlfriend. And what do you do?
Is it your obligation then to reach out and tell the girlfriend? And I, being the girlfriend before my life, I'm glad that someone did reach out finally.
Yeah,
but it had been going on for a long time.
I'll tell you, you and I both, though, initially were like, yeah, not my circus, not my monkeys.
Right.
Probably not
gonna. The thing is that she is the one that was being hit on, and she has his text messages to her, which is the evidence. Now, a lot of people are like, she may not believe you, but I think what you do is you just drop the bomb, you walk away. And the girlfriend's going to do what she's going to do with the information, whether she believes it or
not. Right.
And if she doesn't, it just may be one little piece of evidence. So the next time somebody tries to say something, then she might believe it.
Yeah. So anyways, you can catch up on that. And then we kind of determined what type of friend we are. We dove down the wormhole of little kid drunk adults. Those were kind of fun and involved a lot of colors today. Red and blue and missed connections, which how can we forget the silent disco tank top wearing dude and the Michael Jackson skydiver. Right.
Danny, are you okay?
Danny? So yeah, a lot of stuff there on the podcast. And you know, if you can't get back and listen to it today, you got a long weekend.
Lives there forever.
Yep. You can catch up on what you missed at your own leisure. That's the beauty of it. All right, what else, Kelly?
Wet Nose Wednesday, noonish on the DJXer Facebook.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. All right.
Yeah, we got to find a home for a little furry animal. Might be your new furry family member.
Yeah, it is National Dog Month, I think. So for the next couple of days, we're celebrating dogs.
Sweet. So I was about ready to celebrate all my dogs. Listen, I was just a
celebrate all
moment.
Your dogs by all, and, yeah, by putting them
letting
up for
them
adoption.
Find another home. Exactly. Yeah, right. Because my goodness, I just was going out to move the sprinkler. One person happened to be walking and they all scattered. Like it's the puppy. The other two are just kind of like, they were listening. When I said, no. And
no.
Peach is just like, yes. And just
here we
runs
go
off in the middle of the road, greets the stranger. Oh. And then Poppy goes the other direction. Oh. Here comes a golf cart guy. Thank goodness he slowed down gently. And then Piper's just like, I don't know what's going to do. I'm just going to run away too. Like three separate directions. And I look like I have zero control over my animals because that's true.
There is nothing worse.
It's so embarrassing.
And I know, we're going on a little tangent here. But my wife and I were out at Cherokee Park and we were like, all right, you know what? We're in a secluded area. There's like the little Beargrass Creek. There's like a little creek that's going through there. There's no
just
one.
Just let him off the leash.
Yes.
It's fine.
Yes. That's exactly what we thought. Yeah. We were like, yeah, we're just going to let him off the leash. He's going to love it. He's going to love it.
Yeah, and get then, little zoomies out. Sure.
Yeah. So he did. He got some zoomies out and they were like, all right, Dougal, come on. Time to get back up on the leash. And
he likes the zoomies.
And he does the whole thing where you get close and then he pops his butt up and he squats his front paws down and you're like,
yep.
Don't you do it.
Yep.
Don't you do it. He's like,
does it.
This is fun, isn't it? And I'm like, no, it's not fun. So anyway.
Yeah, it's like, and then the more you chase them, the further they want
to
run away.
This is fun.
In the middle of the road. They're running down the road.
This is the best time of their life. Anyways, we're celebrating dogs.
Adopt a dog. Adopt a dog.
We're celebrating
dogs.
You
should add to that.
All right. So yeah, that's noon. Here
we're gonna be like, guys, we don't need you to promote our thing anymore.
Yeah, exactly. Dogs suck. All right, anyways, adopt a beautiful, beautiful dog.
I'm sure they'll listen way better than our dog.
Right. All right, guys, have a good one. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, bye.